T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Y98, it's the Courtney and Company show with Kevin, with Jen, Lance,
hey.
Tim Convey. We've got your code word for the 12K a day giveaway this hour. If you missed it, it's zone, zone, Z-O-N-E. Text that to 72881 by the end of the hour, and one randomly selected nationwide entrant's going to win a grand, like Jeremy Ewan of Bethalto did just the other day.
Have you met my friend Tim?
He looks familiar. Girls in the office are swooning.
Yes, aww, they are.
Not these two, but other ones.
Tim Nuggets! Tim Convey hanging out with the show. He used to be on the morning show on Now, but then our companies merged and we stole him away. So he did a thing on his show about food.
Foodstuffs, we called it.
Foodstuffs, and we love foodstuffs.
Yeah, and there are at least 4 food stories a day in the news.
And one of them's good.
Yes, that's usually the case.
Are you going to give us a few have to figure out which one's good?
Yeah, you guys pick which one's good. How about this? Most popular jelly bean flavors in the country. You guys favorite jelly bean flavors?
Black licorice.
I don't like jelly beans, really. Watermelon, Jelly Belly, I kind of like.
I kind of got to go with Jen. Yeah, black licorice is great.
Black licorice is number 2. Number 1, buttered popcorn.
Oh, that's Jelly Belly.
That is Jelly Belly. You don't get those in, like, the...
No.
But it's the most popular. Like, it beats cherry. How crazy is that?
Let me say cherry.
Uh-huh. You're not a cherry fan?
Uh-uh.
Oh, okay.
Like, that's an odd thing. Cherry is a very universal flavor.
You guys are with me, right?
Yeah, okay. I'm with you.
I just offended Jen somehow.
Cherry.
That was kind of a weird reaction.
That was the end of the food stuff segment for a second there. And it's the most popular in Missouri, too. They broke it down by state.
Huh.
Other stuff. McDonald's is adding a new Cadbury cream egg flurry to its menu. So the McDonald's flurry, but this has Cadbury cream, and it looks amazing.
It sounds pretty good. I do not like the Cadbury egg.
Texture thing.
Runny
yolk inside
weird,
the chocolate.
But I think it could be really, really good. A little rich.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Real rich. Here's the problem. Only in Canada.
What? They're why not, do you not, tell us these
not
things?
Not doing it here.
Tim.
Well, I did it on purpose.
You know why?
Dramatic tension.
You know why?
Why?
Justin Trudeau.
He called for it.
She's like obsessed with him. Even after the whole
wardrobe thing. What wardrobe thing?
Where he dressed like, let's move on.
He's into socks, I know that. All right, this is in the States, and where else but America? Outback has added a new 3,500 calorie menu item called the 3-Point Rib Bloom. It's a bloomin' onion, but it's topped with cheese fries. And 4 baby back ribs.
Oh my God.
If you look,
that sounds
understand.
Pretty great.
That's a lot of calories. And also, if you look at the picture of this thing, it looks like they just ran out of plates. Like, it doesn't look like it makes any sense.
Like, we ran out of plates. Let's put everybody's food all on one.
We got a lot of bloomin' onions. Just use those instead.
We have Entertainment Schmig. Actually, not Entertainment Schmig. Schmig Schmackdown coming up in just a few minutes. We'll let you know when to call, and we'll find out who you want to play against for your chance to win tickets to Sam Smith.
Ready for it?
Let's do it. Welcome to the Schmig Schmackdown.
All right, we have our contestant lined up, and it is Chris from St. Louis. Hey, Chris.
Hey, how are you?
Great. Chris, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, so I work at Edward Jones. I graduated from Mizzou last year, and I don't know what else there is. I have 2 cats.
What are your cats' names?
Jasper and Lucy.
Sweet. Well, I bet you're rooting for Mizzou tonight.
Absolutely. M-I-Z.
Z-O-U.
Oh, yeah.
Courtney wasn't there long enough to pick up on that.
I only got the M-I-Z part, and then I had to leave.
She says Z-O. And then
that's part of the problem, why I had to go home. Okay, Chris. So Chris, off the air, had the choice of either playing with me, with Kevin, with Jen. Chris chose Jen.
It's a bold move.
It is a bold move, Chris.
I don't know what I'm talking
about. Go big or go home.
I like that.
He's a tiger.
Yeah.
All right, so Jen, we're going to send you out of the studio. I'm going to explain how the game works in case anybody listening hasn't heard it before.
Good luck.
Thanks.
60 seconds on the clock. All of the questions are about this week in news, pop culture, sports, whatever. And you have to answer as many as you can in 60 seconds. You can pass at any time. Don't get stuck on a question too long. You could even answer the question before the question is finished being read. So feel free to move fast. And if you beat or tie Jen, you're going to win tickets to see Sam Smith at Chaffetz in August. Are you ready to go?
I'm ready.
Tim has written the questions for this week. So, Tim, we'll start the clock after you read the first question.
All right, Chris, good luck. I'm more nervous than you are. And this Cosby Show star finally spoke out about the Bill Cosby allegations this week, saying she wasn't surprised.
Oh, shoot. Oh, no, pass.
What superhero movie was number one at the box office for the fourth straight week?
Black Panther.
Number 8 seed Mizzou plays tonight in the NCAA basketball tournament. Who do they play?
Florida State.
There was a huge viral trend this week where the internet declared the last thing you texted should be written on your what?
Written on your Facebook post.
What comedian will be keeping her maiden name so as not to be confused with Amy Fisher?
Amy Schumer?
This wheelchair-bound scientist died this week at age 7.
Hawking.
When translated into English, what actor's name means thank God for the beef?
Ooh. Shia LaBeouf.
What American Idol judge got in hot water for stealing a kiss from a contestant?
Katy Perry.
Students across the country participated in a walkout to protest gun violence. How long was the walkout?
Oh, 17 minutes?
An actor from the original Willy Wonka movie showed up.
Oh, Chris, you did pretty well.
He did.
He did. Huh, here comes Jen.
I never know what those sounds mean. Like, huh, he did really well, or huh, he answered one right.
We will have to see.
Okay.
All right, you ready to go?
Yeah.
All right, Tim.
This Cosby Show star finally spoke out about the Bill Cosby.
Lisa Bonet.
What superhero movie was number one at the box office?
Black Panther.
Number 8 seed Mizzou plays tonight in the NCAA basketball tournament. Who do they play?
Florida State.
There was a huge viral trend this week where the internet declared the last thing you texted should be written on
Tombstone.
Your... What comedian will be keeping her maiden name so as not to be confused?
Schumer, Amy Schumer.
Wheelchair-bound scientist who died this week at the
Stephen Hawking.
When translated into English, what actor's name means thank God for the beef?
Shia LaBeouf.
What American Idol judge got in hot water for stealing a kiss from a contestant?
Katy Perry.
Students across the country participated in a walkout to protest gun violence. How long was the walkout?
17 minutes.
An actor from the original Willy Wonka movie showed up as a contestant on
Mike
Jeopardy.
TV.
This week, MTV released the first trailer for the reboot of what popular reality series that originally aired in 2009?
Poop. Pass.
Not what, poop.
What aging movie star appeared on the Today Show this week and
Burt Reynolds.
Fox this week aired a lost interview with what NFL star turned jailbird?
O.J. Simpson.
She won't confirm it, but rumors swirling this hip-hop star?
Cardi B.
You don't get that point, Jen. I know you're competitive. Didn't you get enough? Jen, you got 12 correct.
Nice.
Chris got 7.
Oh, darn it.
Chris, you did a great job, but Jen is a hard one to take down. You only missed one, Jen, and that was Jersey Shore. And Chris missed Lisa Bonet and the viral trend this week. The internet declared that the last thing you texted should be written on your tombstone.
Those were good questions.
Well, good job.
Valiant effort, Chris.
I'm sorry you didn't win, Chris.
No worries. Go big or go home. I'll go home today, but it's been a blast.
Go Mizzou.
M-I-Z-E.
Z-O-U.
Thanks, Chris. All right, we'll play Schmig Schmackdown 1 week from today. Lance Hildebrand now with the heart of the rush hour.
Sponsored by CC's. There's
about us. Pink with an amazing show the other night here in St. Louis. Tim's still running on fumes. Oh, wait, you're not? Sorry.
I slept rather well last night.
Jen, that was good.
Still mailing it in. Oh, man.
No, I liked him with no filter yesterday. It was good. It was good. Okay, we have a lot to come in the 8 o'clock hour. 12K a day code word at 8:10. We also have who on the show around 8:20. course, Entertainment Schmig at its usual time. And before 9 o'clock, we'll give away those Blues tickets for Pink at the Rink next Wednesday night.
So last week on the show, as we were introducing me, you guys, there was a song that you guys played.
Because we got to meet Tim Convy. He's sitting in on the show. Yeah, we got to meet Tim Convy. There's a lot
which
we
is
want
a parody of, you told me that the Convoy, Convoy movie and song. Well, I got a wedding invitation in the mail yesterday from a very good friend, and it's very well done, beautiful calligraphy, and it looks like this.
Mr. Tim Convoy. Was that intentional or a misprint?
No, it was a misprint. And my friend even gave a heads up because my brother's in the wedding. So we both got it. My brother also says Chris Convoy on it. And he's like, man, we hired this woman to do this calligraphy on these invites and she just writes like an angel. Not real good with spelling.
Let me see it. I want to see it up close. I just want to get your address.
Oh, no. You're going to have something terrible showing up in your mailbox next week.
Got to make the show good, Jen. Yeah,
right. As long as you spell my name right, I don't care what it is.
Lance Hildebrand, ahead of news with a look at traffic.
And that look at traffic is sponsored by
Cash. We've got another code word for you in the 12K a day giveaway. And it's fitting since tomorrow is St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
The word is drink. Text drink to 72881. Message and data rates may apply. Rules at 198.com. You have until the end of the hour to text drink to 72881. So don't text and drive, please. And one randomly selected nationwide entrant is going to win $1,000.
You know, in Montana, I'm not sure of your choices of robberies where you have to go. I don't know much about Montana.
Mm-hmm.
But we always laugh about, you know, when you hear a place got robbed and you're like, really? Did you think you were going to really get a big
payday there
from that place? This might be the best. A guy in Montana, he's 18, Billings, Montana, went into a Golden Corral buffet on Wednesday afternoon with a box cutter and demanded cash. An employee gave him some money, then he left. Then he walked across the parking lot to a Barnes & Noble and robbed them too. I can't imagine either of those places having a lot of cash at hand.
I don't think anybody has cash anymore because everyone I know just uses a credit card or a debit card.
That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when's the last time you said, I'm buying a book. Here's $34.
Right.
Yeah.
That's pretty brazen, though. Like, by the time they call the cops.
Thank you. That when he walked out of Barnes & Noble, they arrested him.
Right,
just across the street.
They were there already.
Right. Better luck next time. Here's Lance Hildebrand with traffic.
Traffic sponsored by Credit Karma. Not a bad... Feel it still.
Y98, your drink. Your drink. Or your code word for the 12K a day giveaway.
You were looking at me when you
drink.
Said it.
I was, and I'm also having flashbacks. I signed up for the St. Paddy's Day run downtown. I signed up this morning, and I'm just hoping it's not like the last one I did where there are these two guys carrying a full cooler of beer, and they passed me.
Aww.
It's like, don't pass me, don't pass me, don't pass me. And right before the finish line, they passed me, and... So I'm just doing it again, because why not? But your code word this hour for $1,000, text DRINK to 72881.
Ooh, on the show. Ooh, on the show.
Oh, it's shorter. You did tell me that off the air. I'm sorry, Kevin. All right, so this is a fun segment we like to do on Thursdays. I know it's Friday, but somebody had a board meeting.
Nerd.
So we have Afton in here with us. Everybody say hello to Afton.
Hi, Afton.
Happy Friday, everybody.
Afton has the assignment of going around the office asking these questions, kind of ethical kind of questions. And our employees guess or say who they think fits each question. We have added Tim to the mix because...
That's a big step.
The girls are swooning over Tim in the office. So much so that a salesperson just stopped me and gave me a possible segment idea for Tim.
Oh, no. It's not like let's have him date people.
No.
Oh, okay.
And it actually was no idea.
It was going to be all of the women lined up at the window just staring in here.
They're like, I got an idea for a segment. Give him my phone number.
Yeah. You call it Tim. I mean, it was seriously 2 minutes of my life wasted on no idea. I'm like, oh, this could be a good one.
You're nope. Like, he's not going to be on past next Thursday anyway.
Okay, so everyone on the show is up for grabs in the guest scene. Go ahead, hit us with the first question you asked him, fellow employees.
I did. Who on the show is most likely to not be here in 6 months?
Huh, who got that, Kevin?
Yeah, that's the usual.
Tim.
Oh, man. Did anybody else get votes?
No.
Okay. Oh, no.
Smart people. We work with smart people.
Clean sweep.
That's good. Yeah.
Who on the show would most likely play the keyboard in a band?
All right. Aiming these a certain way.
Yeah, okay.
And who on the show would most likely get in a fight with Dave Murray?
Oh, wow. They're digging deep into your history there, Tim.
The sad part is there's probably a more talented keyboard player in this room than me.
No, there's not.
No.
I'm surprised Lance didn't get a vote or two for the Dave Murray question. I don't know. I could see you two having a throwdown, Lance.
Based on what the forecast has been all week for Saturday, changed every day. Yeah, okay. I'm good with that.
All right, let's get to the real questions.
Those might have been fake.
Yes.
Maybe. Who on the show is most likely to pick a perfect bracket?
Ooh.
Finn Farmer is not an option.
My son's a genius. He picked Buffalo.
Uh-huh.
I know. He's still in it. That's crazy.
He is.
I'd have to say Courtney. She's good with numbers, and she's lucky.
I'm good
since
with numbers.
We start talking about numbers, and her eyes roll
they
back
really
in her head.
Lottery numbers.
Actually, it was Tim. That was one that they actually voted.
They don't know me very well.
Man.
I just went blindly. You guys were like researching it and stuff. That's funny.
Who on the show most likely wore the mascot suit for their college?
that's a gimme.
Let's see if the people agree.
Kevin.
It was Kevin.
Yeah, right.
I did not.
Did you?
Oh. I did not. My dentist did.
The funny part is if Kevin had done that, he would have just had to wear the mask because his body's already mascot size, but his head is so small it would have been equal.
Yes! There, Tim.
He does have the shoulders going for him.
He does.
I do.
Well, speaking of dentists, who on the show is most likely to pull their own teeth rather than go to a dentist?
Wow, Courtney's boyfriend isn't an option.
Courtney.
Courtney.
Really?
Courtney. Yeah.
By association, maybe.
I appreciate dental health.
It's not what the people think.
All right. Did I win by a landslide?
You did,
I think
actually.
It's because I'm tough.
Yeah. I think it's because you wait until you're at a party with a doctor to ask all your medical questions.
This is true.
That could be it. Who on the show is most likely to use the family cloth?
Oh, we talked about that the other day.
That's gross. Instead of toilet paper, people are using reusable, like, towels.
Gross.
Okay, I don't even have a guess for that.
It seems like it'd be the same person to pull their own teeth, right?
You would think, maybe. But actually, Courtney got no votes on that.
I just said Kevin.
Kevin got 3, Jen got 5.
Oh, yeah. I knew because why? Because I have a family? Maybe.
You're thrifty.
That's a bunch of garbage.
No, I
love the environment.
I do love the environment.
I think it's the environment.
But that takes it a step too far.
Mm. I think it's the reusable diapers that you use.
Yeah. I did use cloth diapers for a little bit, but
see?
Well,
same thing.
It's a gateway to the family cloth.
And who on the show is most likely to steal something from the office fridge? We just got an email about that.
Oh, yeah. I've had stuff stolen
from
me from the fridge.
I got lucky because Courtney's salami gift was still in the fridge.
Wow.
I left it last week.
I think they're going to say Courtney.
They said Courtney.
Aggravates me.
You get all the, like,
the
criminal stuff.
Yes.
Lance got 2. Everybody else got 1.
Yay, cool. Lance.
What people should know is that whenever Courtney steals something, she shares it with the rest of us.
Yeah, right.
It's Entertainment Schmig.
Ooh, we got a lot of stuff. Movies out this weekend. You have Love, Simon and Lara Croft. Adam Rippon may be joining Dancing with the Stars. It's the all athletes edition, you know.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Really?
I believe so.
Really?
Yeah, because originally they talked about the Bachelor reject, Becca, going on Dancing with the Stars, but it's all athletes. So she's DQ'd.
That's actually pretty entertaining.
Yeah, Adam Rippon said he thinks it would be a great opportunity. He has never been with a partner. It's like he's a one-man show.
Yeah, you're right.
But he's already committed to the Stars on Ice tour. They would overlap, and he said it would be a crazy schedule, but it would be so fun.
Lance, does that excite you? Because Lance is our Dancing with the Stars viewer because of his wife, Libby.
Mm-hmm. Does it excite me? No, I kind of, no. I
do you
mean,
like the really bad?
I like the wide variety of backgrounds that folks come from. I would imagine, you know, you'd think that everybody's going to be a really good dancer. It doesn't mean that if you're an athlete that you're going to be a good dancer. But I think there's probably a propensity for that. So it'll be interesting, I guess. But I like seeing the bad ones, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
I think he's going to win. Because
audience favorite.
America's sweetheart. Yeah, mm-hmm. I feel like he can do no wrong right now. And he was just cute when he was on Ellen. Speaking of being on Ellen, Kendall Jenner explained why she got a lip tattoo that says meow. She was drunk.
That's a long story. What did they do for the rest of the time?
I condensed it for you.
Thank you.
Meghan Trainor. She had to have a second vocal cord surgery.
Oh, no.
You remember when she did Rocks Your Block for us?
Mm-hmm. She went to a neighborhood with us.
She was...
And performed for a block party.
Oh, played on the awesome. Street in Kirkwood.
Mm-hmm. She was dope.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah, she was dope. And I brought it up, too, because... So, I think she did... She had just come off vocal rest. She had to cancel a bunch of dates. And St. Louis was the first date she came back on for her tour. But she did this interview with us in a trailer, and she learned sign language. Yeah. Kevin's like, my daughter has cochlear implants and went to the Central Institute for the Deaf. And she goes, cochlear implants, that's dope.
It's one of our favorite celebrity interviews ever.
That's dope. But she said she... has adopted a healthier lifestyle. She had to quit drinking. She doesn't smoke anything. She drinks a lot of water. She started working out more, and she said it's helping her.
She does look really good. When she was on the four, she looked really good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we've got that big Meghan Trainor cutout now.
I'd like to get that out of our office.
She does look really good, though.
It seems like somebody's in the corner all the time.
Yeah, it is kind of creepy.
Like Blair Witch Project.
Oh, I don't like it. Yeah, I came into the office, and it's right behind my desk. Yeah. I was like, what? TNT taking some heat because they're playing some of the NCAA tournament games, and apparently the camera angle for this one game, the Gonzaga game, was terrible. Somebody said, thanks TNT for showing me what it'd be like to be a pigeon watching the game from the rafters. By the way, the only reason I did this
I
is
know
because
why.
The games are held in Boise!
Well, you know, you can't blame TNT for that because there are some stadiums and like, for instance, where the Washington Nationals play, the press box and the camera angles are terrible. They're way up high. Some of that, and a lot of times, it's the stadium's fault.
Boise! We like to say Boise. It's kind of like, so what? Who cares?
You're saying it wrong.
Is it boys?
Boise.
Boise.
Oh, Boise.
I'll never remember
you can't
that.
Say Boise.
That was fun.
It's like a sneeze. Cardi B, TMZ is doubling down and saying, even though she's denying all these pregnancy rumors, she's pregnant and she's going to be 6 months along when she's ready to play Coachella.
Well, I'm telling you, I love her response to the one girl still makes me laugh about like, no, I'm just fat. She's like, to date, this generation's Charo, I think.
Really?
I'd
give her a little bit more credit than that. I feel like she's a little Rosie Perez.
Nah, if you see her interviews.
Charo is more like the Modern Family.
Sofia Vergara.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
She's more Charo-ish.
Yeah, a little bit. That American Idol guy I talked to you about, how he was upset that Katy Perry stole his first kiss. He has a girlfriend, and he kissed her.
Like, after the Katy Perry thing?
It sounds like they were claiming it happened afterwards.
This guy is like, look at me, everyone.
Yeah, I know.
He was just on Inside Edition. Not that that's anything to write home about,
Well, I'll take him seriously when he's on The Daily Mail, the worst television show.
Oh, yeah.
Has anybody seen it?
Yeah, I have.
Watch it and then get back to me next week. Record it. It's on at noon and I think 12:30 on Channel 2.
Right before Harry Connick Jr.'s talk show, if I'm not mistaken.
Is that still on?
Yeah.
Is it?
I thought it got canceled.
It's on. A friend of mine was just on it. Not a celebrity, just like a friend of mine.
Another name drop.
That's how bad it is.
2 degrees of Tim Comby. Some celebrity splits. Donald Trump Jr.'s wife has filed for divorce, Vanessa. And Anderson Cooper and his longtime boyfriend, Benjamin Massani, broke up. And apparently it was a little while ago. And Stone Temple Pilots, first new album with their lead singer, Jeff Gutt, who is on The X Factor, comes out today. Let's talk celebrity birthdays. Let's start with Lauren Graham from Gilmore Girls.
Oh, I love her.
I do too. Mm-hmm.
Gosh. 45.
I'm going to say 49.
47.
44.
51. Courtney's closest.
Wow.
Okay. Game show host Chuck Woolery. Be back in 2 and 2.
76.
70.
I think that's a good guess.
79.
Ooh, I don't think he's that old. 74.
77. Tim is closest.
Wow.
Is he still married? Wasn't he married to Tracy Nelson? Am I crazy?
Was he?
I might be making that up. I just like to say things that may be true.
We're going to find out for you
real
quick.
That seems like a strange
couple.
Yeah.
Right. That's why it's in my head.
He was married to Terry Nelson, whoever that is.
That's funny.
Close enough.
Currently married for the fourth time.
Man, Chuck.
Okay, and just this week, we were talking about all the horrible VH1 shows we used to watch back in the day. Bret Michaels' Rock of Love, mm-hmm. Scott Baio is 40 and single, and I will admit it, I also watched Flavor of Love.
Mm.
How old is Flava Flav? First of all, how is Flava Flav still alive
after valid watching that?
But how old is Flava Flav?
All the exercise it takes to carry those clocks around his neck.
Yeah.
Good cardio. 61.
I'm going to say 54.
58.
62.
59. Kevin's closest. That's Entertainment Schmig. More online at Y98.com. And Lance Hilton Brand now with traffic.
And traffic is sponsored by Walgreens. Has been a pretty quiet.
Y98, Camila Cabello on Y98. And your code word this hour for the 12K a day giveaway is drink. Text DRINK to 72881 by the end of the hour.
Kevin, the intern, is very upset about the closing of Toys R Us. And I have a hard time understanding. I know he loves toys.
Right.
But I did not grow up at Toys R Us. That's not a childhood memory for me.
It is for me, and then an adolescent memory.
And a 30-year-old.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, I mean, it was a lot of the toy stores either became a Toys R Us, and it was the last bastion of we're the only toy store out there. I mean, I remember Children's Palace, gone. I remember Toy Chest, gone. F.A.O. Schwarz, gone. Toys R Us outlasted them all.
I just remember KB.
I was a KB guy.
KB yeah. Toys, KB, me too.
Gone. Yeah. Circus World, gone.
It is sad, though.
Yeah, it's sad. It's the end of an era.
But what did you say earlier, Tim? You said, you know, the stores are gone, but there's...
Oh, yeah, Kevin is upset as if he won't, like, toys won't exist anymore. You'll still be able to get toys, Kevin.
I know, but there's, I mean, there's something about that was the store you'd go to. It's got all the toys.
I feel bad for parents. Like, Babies R Us, to me, is a huge loss.
Right. There are people who are freaking out about their registries on Babies R Us because... like, they have a baby coming and all their stuff is from there. And here's the thing. Somebody said, oh, I knew I should have registered on Amazon. This is why I have an issue. Okay? People are like, oh, Amazon's so easy. For some things, you need to go in the store and see them, feel them, like, feel it out. And I'm sorry. The more you order online, the more we're going to lose this whole
set. Yeah.
And people are losing their jobs. 33,000 people are losing their jobs.
Yeah, I have a not really a relative, but kind of a relative that opened a great baby store where they do that 3D imaging and they sell things from not only local vendors, but all American products, American-made products. So that's what you need to look for and support those in your community.
Right.
Little Peak Boutique, by the way, in O'Fallon, Illinois. But Kevin is so sad that he actually found a song that really says how sad he feels about Toys R Us closing.
I didn't know you could sing like that.
Isn't that you on keyboard?
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm happy to come. We should collaborate more. That was really... And Jen with the violin out of nowhere. It was remarkable.
Oh, how does he know about that?
He doesn't know. That was a good guy. He picked you as a violin girl.
Did you play violin?
She did.
Of course.
You should. We have a little audio of her violin. We'll play it for you off the air because we don't want to hurt our listeners. Oh, it works.
No way.
It was a cruel, cruel joke. They had my...
Just before that, I was going to say we should start a band, but I changed my mind.
All right, listen. We promised you before 9 o'clock we would give you tickets to see the Blues next Wednesday. It's Pink at the Rink night at Scott Trade Center. So right now, caller 14, you're going to win a pair of tickets. You're also going to win two of the theme night shirts for Pink at the Rink. And the number to call, 314-531-9898, 618-397-9898.
All right, caller 14 wins. Good luck. Lance Hildebrand with a final look at traffic.
Been pretty breezy morning.
Y98, it's Courtney and company at 937. Your code word this hour.
Plan.
Plan. Text plan to 72881 by the end of the hour for your shot at $1,000.
Kevin, I need a little music here. It's the last day of the week for Tim.
It's the last day of the week for all of us.
His first full week on the air, I should say. This is Tim's special music.
How do you feel about your first full week on the air?
What would you give yourself?
I've had a great time.
What about a grade for your performance?
I think a solid B.
Solid B.
Yeah.
All right. We'll reveal our grades at the end of the show. So little by little, we're trying to get to know about Tim. We found out a bunch of information about him last week. This week was the second week. Lots of girls at the station think Tim is really neat.
some of them haven't even seen him yet, but word has spread.
Yes.
No.
True story.
All right.
So I thought we would ask you a couple questions just to, like, don't worry, none of them are terrible.
Okay.
All right, just to get to know you more, okay? What is your dream job?
I mean, 100% being a part of Courtney and Company on YNAD.
But then if I've that wanted didn't it for work so long. Out, what?
Is yeah. I've wanted it for 8 days now.
You've been on the show for 9.
Wednesday was rough.
Okay, what if this didn't work out? What is your other dream job?
Being a comedian. Yeah, I mean, I grew up wanting to be a musician, a rock star.
Then you changed
like
that to comic.
Yeah,
and now this. I feel like nothing you've planned has worked out perfectly for you.
I'm mediocre at a lot of things.
No, I'm just teasing. All right, what is your favorite band?
The Beatles.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you like Beatles and like their solo projects too?
More what they did together, but you know, they got some great stuff.
Okay.
By themselves.
Favorite nice. Pizza?
It depends what kind of mood I'm in. I really like pie, and then for delivery, I've been doing Jet's Pizza quite a bit.
Ooh.
Yeah.
All right, what do you like? What kind of pizza do you like? Like your toppings?
Veggie pizzas.
What is your favorite footwear?
usually Converse, but I've kind of phased those out and for more comfortable things. I have these things called Allbirds that I really like.
Is that what you're wearing right now?
I wear them every single day. Get a lot of compliments on them. Around here, people seem to like them.
Allbirds or Allbirds?
Allbirds.
Oh, okay.
With a D.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Very, very comfortable.
Ooh, yeah. Put that thing back on. What is your favorite candy? This will say a lot to Kevin about you.
I really like Dots.
Oh, the,
wow.
The gel?
The ones on the paper?
The paper?
No, or the Dots. The jelly. The jelly.
No, like, yeah. The, okay. The,
like oh, juju fruits.
I kind get of. It. Yeah.
Dots. Yeah, I thought that's he meant my... the ones on the paper.
Right.
No.
Favorite ice cream?
Chocolate chip. Or cookies and cream.
Pet peeves.
Oh. Burping.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm a big burper.
Are you really?
Yeah, I have acid reflux, so I need to get them out.
Oh, sure. Not like the rest of us.
No. I mean, I have a reason. Medical reason.
Well, you haven't burped since I've been here.
I think I might have once, and I forgot you were here.
It's okay.
I can burp on command.
That's just a...
Well, now I'm not going to be able
to. I know,
to.
Right?
Sad.
What kind of car do you drive?
A Nissan Altima.
What is your favorite holiday?
I'd say I'm a Christmas guy.
The magic.
Just the spirit of it really gets me.
What is your favorite day of the week?
Saturday, I think. And then of the weekdays, Tuesdays.
Why?
Because it's where I get to try new jokes out. Every Tuesday at the Funny Bone.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, so I get excited about Tuesdays. When I moved to LA, I got sad on Tuesday nights because I couldn't go to the Funny Bone.
Huh.
Yeah.
Tattoos.
None.
That's surprising to me.
I know.
I don't know why, because you were in a band. Yeah. I just think that you should have one.
I feel like I should, too.
Jen
never
has one for...
Mm-hmm.
Don't act so surprised.
You're such a rocker.
I know.
Do you like to cook?
Actually, yeah, it's more of a recent thing, but yeah.
What's your go-to romantic meal that you can cook?
I don't do a lot of romantic meals, but my main thing, I cook a mean stir fry.
Okay.
And
I keep it simple.
What's your favorite season?
Probably the fall.
And your longest relationship?
Oh, 6 years.
6 years?
Yeah, it's a long one. That was a while ago.
We're going to talk about
that one
later. That
was the one where the cats got involved and...
Oh, yeah.
Nobody knows that because we haven't talked about it on the air.
No, I think he did talk about it on the air.
No, he didn't.
He didn't?
No.
About how the cats had to be treated like people?
Yes. That was all off the air.
Oh, okay.
So it just sounded to people like where the cats got involved. What does that mean?
I'm the next millionaire with Missouri Lottery's Mega Millions. Friday's Mega Millions.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.